بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. We continue the explanation on the book of Hajj from or the chapter on Hajj. The chapter on Hajj from the important lessons for the Ummah. And we have finished talking about the types of Hajj, and also we talked about the stations, the physical stations of Hajj known as the Mawaqit. What are they and their locations and the conditions related to passing through these stations? And I began to remind myself and you concerning the pillars of Hajj, and we mentioned that the pillars of Hajj are four: entering the state of Ihram, entering the state of Ihram, meaning entering the state of the ritual, the particular ritual, whether it is meaning one of the three types of Hajj. And the second is standing on Arafah, and the third is Tawaf al-Ifada, and the fourth is the Sa'i between the Safa and Marwa, the tripping between Safa and Marwa, the two hills, seven times, beginning with the Safa and ending with the Marwa, stopping at each hill, supplicating Allah while facing the Kaaba. This is known as the Sa'i. Now these are the pillars of Hajj. Missing any of these pillars renders the Hajj nullified and void. There are other things which are known as the obligations or duties of Hajj. The missing of any one of them requires offering to be killed in Mecca and to be distributed to the poor people in Mecca, and that the person who offers this animal should not eat from its meat. And if a person cannot afford making such an offering, then he must fast 10 days instead, 3 days during Hajj and 7 days after returning home. These are known as the wajibat, the obligations. They include, number 1, entering the ihram from the miqat station. The second, stay in Arafah until sunset. Second, staying in Arafah until sunset. The third, staying the following night in Muzdalifah. And fourth, spending the nights of the days of Tashriq, the 11th, 12th and 13th of the Hijjah in Mina, then casting the pebbles at the Jamarat, and then shaving off or shortening the hair for men. And seventh, and with respect to the woman, is cutting for woman. Seventh is the tawaf, farewell tawaf. Farewell tawaf, known as tawaf al-wada'. And also there are certain things that are forbidden, prohibited to be done while in the state of the ritual, the state of the particular ihram. From that is the trimming or clipping the fingernails or toenails, and putting on perfume or wearing perfume. And third is consummating marriage. Fourth, having sexual intercourse with wife, having sexual intercourse between the man and his wife. Also prohibited is any kind of marriage contract. The marriage contract. Also the sexual advances of contacting skin, woman skin to skin, in other than the private part, doing a thing which leads to it, like kissing, fondling is included. Covering the face of the woman with a burqa, and we went over the burqa, what it is. The burqa is, this is the piece of leather or cloth with which a woman veils her face, and she puts in there two holes for the eyes. Also the niqab, this is the woman's face veil, is known. But, you know, also she should not put on the gloves. With respect to, there is no harm in covering her face in the presence of men, however. Also from that is game, killing the game. Also putting on the sewn clothes, which takes the form of the part around which it is sewn, like the underwear, the head covers, socks, say gloves, undershirt, covering the head with something directly attached to it, like a hat or the like. With respect to the sewn clothes, the woman of course can wear those clothes, and she should cover her head and face in front of men. Now we need to talk about the procedure now for the Umrah. We talked about the types of Hajj. Now we need to talk about the practical aspects, and we talk about the description or the procedure for Umrah first. The description of the procedure for Umrah: if the person who is in a state of ihram reaches Mecca, it's praiseworthy for him to take a bath, because this is what the Prophet ﷺ did. And it is better to enter Mecca from the upper side if possible, and during the day. However, there is no harm if the person could not make it during the day. Also, it is recommended, that when enter the Al-Masjid Al-Haram, they through one of the gates known as As-Salam Gate. As-Salam Gate. Also, it is known as the gate of Bani Shaybah. It is also known as the gate of Bani Shaybah. And this is in a place which is across from the Kaaba. So when the person reaches and enters the masjid, he should make the following. It is a sunnah for him to put the right foot first and says, Bismillah, wassalatu wassalamu ala Rasulillah. Bismillah, wassalatu wassalamu ala Rasulillah. Bismillah means I begin with the name of Allah. Wassalah wassalam ala Rasulillah, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have salah and salam upon his prophet or his messenger. Allahumma, then he makes the following dua, supplication, specifically saying, Allahumma iftah li abwaba rahmatik. O Allah, open for me the doors of your mercy. And upon seeing the Kaaba, the sacred house, one says, Allahumma anta as-salam wa minka as-salam hayyina rabbana bis-salam fahayyina rabbana bis-salam, which means, O Allah, you are as-salam. Salam means the one who grants security. وَمِنْكَ السَّلَامُ, and security comes from you. فَحَيِّنَا رَبَّنَا بِالسَّلَامُ, so greet us with السَّلَامُ. اللهم أنت السلام ومنك السلام فَحَيِّنَا رَبَّنَا بِالسَّلَامُ. There he stops the talbiya, which is saying لبيك اللهم لبيك. He stops saying that when he sees the house. Then he goes to the blank stone upon entering the masjid. He begins the tawaf, the circumambulation. This is called tawaf al-qudum, the tawaf of arrival. Remember these things. This is called the tawaf of arrival. Tawaf al-Qudum. So he begins with the tawaf. But suppose upon entering the masjid, the iqama for a congregational prayer begins or is announced, then in this case he joins the congregation and prays first before the tawaf. Then he goes to the, he starts from the blank stone, he directs himself towards the blank stone, then touches it with his right hand, if possible, and kissing it. This is if possible, without pushing, or if not, then it is enough to point at it with one's finger and saying Bismillah, Allahu Akbar. Bismillah, Allahu Akbar. Every time you reach the blank stone, you say the same thing. There is a mark on the ground, if you can't reach, so that you know where you are, there is a mark, a black strip on the ground. It shows you where you are, where you begin your tawaf. So that you don't miss your counts. Thereupon you begin your circulating and you make 7 rounds. In the first 3, you do what is known as الرمل. الرمل. And what is الرمل? This is in the first 3 only. This is taking quick pace of movement during the first 3 rounds. And in these 7 rounds, you wrap with your upper garment, you wrap your upper part of the body such that your right arm and shoulder is exposed. This is known as ittiba'. This is for men. In the 7 rounds throughout the tawaf, you wrap with the towel or the upper garment, you wrap your upper part of the body, you expose your right arm and shoulder. So ittiba' is different from ar-ramal. Ar-ramal is you take the quick pace of movements during the first 3 rounds, but this is concerning the way you put on your upper garment. You expose your right shoulder, right arm and shoulder during the 7 rounds. Now, what do you say in terms of the remembrances in these rounds? On your way to the Black Stone, when you reach one corner of the Kaaba, known as Ar-Rukn Al-Yamani, the Yamani corner, you grab it with your right hand, if possible. But don't kiss it. Kissing it is an innovation. So, once you moved in your first round, you're going to move and come back to the Black Stone, right? But before the Black Stone, there is a corner known as the Yemeni corner. You touch it with your right hand, if possible. You don't kiss it. This is an innovation. Then afterwards, when you continue your pace to the Black Stone, you make the following remembrance. Allahumma Rabbana, atina fi dunya hasana. وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. O our Lord, grant us good in this world and good in the hereafter, and protect us from the torment of the fire. And you can make whatever you wish from dua. You can also recite the Quran. There is no specific dua for each tawaf, as you see people doing that. Some of them have books, and they say the dua for the first round, the dua for the second round, the dua for the third round. All of this has no basis. Just do the dua which we just talked about between the Yemeni corner and the Black Stone, and do the rest. Whatever you wish from dua, or you take the Quran and recite from it. Okay. Upon finishing the 7th round of tawaf, then you go behind the station of Ibrahim, which is close to the Kaaba, and you perform 2 rak'ah. If possible, 2 light rak'ah. 2 light rak'ah. Otherwise, you can do this in any place in the Haram. Because of the crowds around this station, it might be not possible to perform the two rak'ah there. In these two rak'ah, in the first one of them, you recite قُلْ يَا أَيُّهَا الْكَافِرُونَ Surah Al-Kafirun, which is also known as Surah Al-Ikhlas as well. And in the second, you recite قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدٌ. And this is what the Prophet ﷺ did. So you can perform this behind Maqam Ibrahim, the station of Ibrahim, if possible. Or anywhere in the masjid, if there is a crowd, or there are crowds. And you should not allow anyone to pass in front of you while in your salah, to the best of your ability. This is also to be done in the Masjid al-Haram to the best of your ability. After finishing the two rak'ah, the salah, you go to Zamzam and you drink Zamzam water as much as you can. And you can also pour some of it on your head. And the Zamzam is for what you take it. So you intend to take it for healing, to take it to increase your knowledge, to increase your remembrance, all of that while taking it. And then you can, from there you go to the hill of Safa. And on your way to it, you recite the following verse from Surah Al-Baqarah 2:58. You recite إِنَّ الصَّفَى وَالْمَرْوَةَ مِنْ شَعَائِرِ اللَّهِ فَمَنْ حَجَّ الْبَيْتَ أَوْ اَعْتَمَرَ فَلَا جُنَاحَ عَلَيْهِ أَنْ يَطَّوَّفَ بِهِمَا وَمَنْ تَطَوَّعَ خَيْرًا فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ شَاكِرٌ عَلِيمٌ. Verily, الصَّفَى and Al-Marwa are of the symbols of Allah, or the rites of Allah. So there is not a sin on him, or no sin on him who perform Hajj or Umrah of the house, to perform the Sa'i between them, going back and forth between them. And whoever does good voluntarily, then verily Allah is all recognizer, all knower, all appreciative. After reciting this, you say, أَبْدَأُ بِمَا بَدَأَ اللَّهُ بِهِ أَبْدَأُ بِمَا بَدَأَ اللَّهُ بِهِ I start with what Allah started. Allah started with what? By mentioning الصَّفَى. إِنَّ الصَّفَى. And when you are now atop of a Safa, atop the Safa, you direct yourself, you face the Kaaba, and raise your hands, making the following dua or supplication. La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar, three times. La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar. Three times. لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له له الملك وله الحمد وهو على كل شيء قدير. In the first one, لا إله إلا الله, الله أكبر, there is no true God except Allah, Allah is the greater. In the second, this is repeated three times. The second, لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له, there is no true God worthy of worship except Allah without a partner. لَهُ الْمُلْكُ وَلَهُ الْحَمْدُ All the praise belongs to Allah, and He is all able to do all things. And then you say after that, لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ وَحْدَهُ لَا شَرِيكَ لَهِ There is no true God worthy of worship except Allah. أَنْجَزَ وَعْدَهُ ونصر عبده وهزم الأحزاب وحده. This is three times. لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له. أنجز وعده ونصر عبده وهزم الأحزاب وحده. There is no true God worthy of worship except Allah. Without a father or associate. He fulfilled his promise and made his slave prevail. And he defeated the clans all alone. And during this time you can make dua and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and beg him to fulfill your need. Then afterwards you walk down the hill. And now you need to take a brisk walk between the two marks, two green lights, you will see them. Until you reach the top of Al-Marwa. There you face the Kaaba and you repeat what you recited on Mount Safa. You repeat what you recited, what we learned now, on Mount Safa. Then you go down, tripping, going back and forth between the two hills, and do the same supplications on each hill, to complete seven rounds. One from Safa to Marwa is counted as one. From Marwa to Safa is two. From Safa to Marwa is three. From Marwa to Safa is four. From Safa to Marwa is five. From Marwa to Safa is six. From Safa to Marwa is seven. After completing these rounds, then if you are if you have time left for your hair also to grow, to begin to grow, then you can make what? Complete shaving. But if the time is for Hajj is short, then you can cut your hair, shorten the hair. This shortening means you cut short all of your hair. You don't do clipping of a few hairs here and there as it is done, as you see it also done by some people. And this is jahl, this is ignorance. So if you are doing Umrah alone, not to be followed by Hajj, then definitely the best is to shave. Because this is more rewarding. The Prophet ﷺ invoked Allah, Allahumma arham al-muhalliqeen, O Allah have mercy on those who shave. They said, how about those who shorten? He said, Allahumma arham al-muhalliqeen, O Allah have mercy on those who shave. They asked him, the companions, what about the ones who shorten? He said, he made the third dua and he said, Allahumma arham al-muhalliqeen, O Allah have mercy on those who shorten. Then they asked, والمقصرين, how about those who shorten? Then he said, والمقصرين. And so, for the مقصرين. So his dua was, after he made three duas for those who cut, for those who shave. And this tells you that the shaving is better. But again, if you are performing the Hajj afterwards, and the time is short, then you shorten all over your hair. Otherwise, if there is time for your hair to grow again, to an extent where you can also shave it or afterwards in Hajj, then you do so. This is concerning the Umrah, and inshallah ta'ala we will talk about the Hajj in the next time, the procedure for Hajj. Wallahu ta'ala ala wa alam wa sallallahu ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. I intended to have this on Umrah so that we have a reference for Umrah, not mixing it totally with Hajj. So this way, it is done in a way where it can be used as a reference for Umrah alone, and also we can use it as reference when we want to talk about the Hajj. Okay.